Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs who is chasing the ball. Desautels reaches third base with a triple. Trosky scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell bunts towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. There goes Walker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. McQuinn moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Judnick bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift fires to third and picks off Campbell. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Swift and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trosky takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Campbell. Lobs reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobs scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Bob Harris. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is walked intentionally. Joe Grace pinch runs for Bobby Estilella. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Grace moves to third. Hefner moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to home to get Grace. Hefner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Desodles to Boudreau covering second. The throw back to home, and Hefner is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Maury Newland now pitching. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Ray Mack. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Desodles bunts towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Al Smith. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desodles moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Desodles scores. Rosenthal goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.